各位听众好，欢迎您到美语咖啡屋，我是杨晨。
And I'm Jody. Welcome to American Cafe. Thanks for dropping in.
Jody, 我今天好高兴啊。
Why are you so excited?
因为我刚认识了一位在乔治城大学教《红楼梦》的教授。
Oh, no wonder. You must be really happy. I know how much you love《红楼梦》。
没错，因为《红楼梦》啊，是人类历史上最伟大的小说。
Yes, well, to you...It is.
你那什么表情啊？你想想看，世界上哪里还有一部小说像《红楼梦》那样描写了那么多生动的人物啊？
Oh, really? 那我像《红楼梦》里的哪个人物？
这个我待会儿再告诉你啊。我们还是先来认识一下 Millward 教授，他还有一个中文名字叫米华健，其实呢，他是个历史教授。
A history professor?Then why is he teaching 红楼梦？
我们还是让米华健教授亲自来解释一下他为什么要在历史课上教红楼梦呢？
Well, I have always taught Chinese history, and I thought, well, it'd be nice to teach something that stresses the cultural side of Chinese history as well. And so I thought, well, why not teach 红楼梦? And I wonder if we could use 红楼梦 as a historical source to understand 18th century China.
哎，你觉不觉得米华健教授很有创意哈、啊？让学生通过《红楼梦》来了解当时的中国社会。
That is much more creative because you know history can be very boring.
啊，没错。如果你一边读《红楼梦》一边学历史，那就绝对不会觉得枯燥了。
But I wonder what can people learn from《红楼梦》? Isn't it just a love story?
那我们听听米华健教授是怎么说的。
We read about Qing Dynasty government.And Qing Dynasty society and the legal system. There's a lot of court cases talked about in the book Xue Pan. And we read about gender, history of gender and gender relations, and women. We read about poetry and the role of poetry, and particularly women writing poetry. We read about art and art history.
Wow. So it's not just a boy meets girl love story.
当然不是了，《红楼梦》可不是一部简单的爱情小说，它其实是一部社会小说。
Well, did the students like the book?
那我们得问问米华健教授。
They liked the book. They did find it long. They were glad when they were done. You know, if you sit down in the summer and read the whole thing from beginning to end, it doesn't feel long. But if you're reading it every week, it's like homework, and so it's not as much fun.
你听到了吗？米华健教授说啊，夏天读《红楼梦》是一种真正的享受。
Yeah, but...How long is it, Yang Chen?
不太长啊，只有120回。
不太长? What do you mean, 120 chapters? Hey, is there a comic book version of Hong Long Meng?
有啊，我就有一套。不过我建议你还是先看看原著。也许是因为文化差异，美国学生和中国学生看《红楼梦》会有不同的感受。我问米华健教授他的学生最喜欢哪个人物，他是这么说的。
I know in China as well, there's always a big debate about who would you rather have as your wife, Lin Daiyu or Xue Baochai. Generally, American students found Lin Daiyu to be kind of whiny and to be lying there all the time and complaining all the time, and they didn't really like her character very much. Some of them liked Xue Baochai, although some of them found her a little bit calculating. Many of them actually liked Wang Xifeng.Because they saw her as a very capable woman.
非常有意思啊。这些美国学生觉得林黛玉喜欢抱怨 ,whiny.
whiny. That's not a good trait for a woman.
有些人呢喜欢薛宝钗可是又觉得她太有心计 ,calculating.
Calculating, that's another bad quality. Are there any good women to like in 红楼梦?
你看他们都喜欢王熙凤。哎，一开始你不是问我你最像《红楼梦》里的哪个人物吗？我看啊，你就像王熙凤。
Why? What's wrong with her?
She's perfect.
Oh, okay. I'll have to read the book to find out because Yang Chen, maybe I don't believe you.
你最好还是相信我。
Now, what about you? 红楼梦 is your favorite book. I know you've read it many, many times. What character would you like to play?
贾宝玉啊。
贾宝玉。Who's that?
男主角啊。
A man? Well, we're going to have to talk about that later. Thanks for joining us on American Cafe.
好，今天的美语咖啡屋就到这里，我们下次节目再见。
A man? What do you mean a man?